The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread for a friend of mine who has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him?" The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if a friend came to us at midnight, what would that mean? They must really be in trouble. They're in great need of help. They're reaching out and they're in the dark. And what is our Lord alluding to by this friend who goes to another in the middle of the night? This confidence that he has in that friendship. And our Lord is saying to us in and through this, "I am that friend who, if you come to no matter what hour of the day, I'm never asleep and I never weary. I am always waiting for you. But there are times where it is necessary for you to persist in reaching out to me." Now, what is the thing that most prevents us from persevering in prayer? It's believing in the love that the Father has for us. Right, we pray a couple times, "Gosh, where are you? Why don't you listen to me?" It's that confidence, and there are occasions in our lives where we have to say over and over, "Lord, I believe in the love that you have for me. Do not let me doubt your love." From the very beginning, that was the struggle, from the start with Adam and Eve. Does God really love us? Can we trust him with all our hearts? And it's the way that the evil one will most tempt us, to disbelieve in the love that the Father has. Which is why our Lord goes on with the analogy of a father. A father giving good gifts to his son. We have a Father in heaven who is perfect and who loves us with a perfect love. There was an occasion one time where I was allowed to take part in deliverance prayers for a man, and it took 7 sessions before he was freed from an evil spirit. And there was the temptation for everyone in the room every time we gathered to say, "Gosh, what is God doing? Doesn't he love him? Why didn't he set him free the very first time that we met?" And when it was all said and done, to be able to look back and say, "Oh my gosh, Lord, you had a plan the entire time. If he had been set free the first night, there would have been no healing. There would not have been a deep share in your redemption." Because every time we met, more came out, like, how did this evil spirit enter? What does this guy need to avoid in the future? What does he need to bring to confession so that he can be forgiven? And most importantly, what is it that is allowing this spirit to remain in him? And it came out one session that it was his inability to forgive himself. And once he had said, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive myself," he was able to be set free. And what profound healing through that forgiveness of self. We have a Father in heaven who loves us. He is a perfect Father, and he loves us with a perfect love. May we persevere in our prayer.